Ahead of the Dynamo home opener, I caught up with Dynamo head coach Ben Olsen. Well, Ben, just to touch on the excitement around the squad, yourself getting this first home game this Saturday against Austin FC.
Yeah, it's a little late to be, you know, having your first home opener for a typical season, but again, because of the bye week and because of the some of the stadium adjustments that look beautiful, by the way. You know, here we are a month in, and we've waited long enough. It's now time to get home and hopefully reward our fans. You know, the players are obviously excited, as well as the staff and the front office, to get into the building and see what we can do against a very good Austin team. One that, you know, I'm understanding as the days go by how much this rivalry means to both teams, and looking forward to for my first run in a Texas Derby.
Talking to head coach Ben Olsen. By the way, you can listen to this game on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, you've had a nice 2 weeks here. I would imagine in some ways it was a good thing for you. What, from your perspective, have you accomplished over the 2 weeks?
I mean, it's not ideal. I don't know what good a bye week does the third week into the season, other than it does give us some opportunity to keep working and keep getting better in some areas that we identified over the last couple of weeks. Some of the offensive things that are letting us down, some of the structural issues that we'd like to improve on, some of our defensive structures that we'd also like to brush up on it and make sure we're tougher to score on and make teams earn goals. So those have been kind of some of the concepts that we've been working on over the last 10 days. We had a game, a kind of a closed door match against York, a Canadian team. And that has that kept us sharp and hopefully kept us sharp and kept our rhythm going into this week. So, yeah, you know, again, a lot of work done, but it's always hard on the bye weeks. It's a little bit pulling teeth because there's nothing on the weekend to really stay on that edge. So it's always a little bit of balance of stepping away and exhaling, but also improving.
Ben, I don't want you to give trade secrets away, but, you know, maybe some general thoughts on maybe what you were working on in attack.
Well, I've made it pretty clear in both post games and press conference that, you know, our inability to reward ourselves for turning the ball over or winning the ball against our opponents in really good spots. And not only winning it in good spots, taking snapshots of them when we win it, they're disorganized. And we're just a pass or two of quality away from getting more looks on the goal. And so that part certainly has been drilled down on over the last 10 days, making sure, as I said before, we're a little cleaner, a little bit more clear on our box defending and making teams earn goals. So if that means we're doing the extra effort, we're doubling down, some of it's structure, some of it depends on the opponents and their trends and specific players. But there are some themes that are creeping in that we need to make sure the players are much more clear on how we go about preventing goals as well. So it's all pretty typical stuff for a new group that's figuring it all out. And, you know, it's both boxes and being better and making the plays that make the difference. Again, you're going to hear that from me and every other coach in this league. And right now we haven't had enough on the offensive end or defensive end to make the plays that earn us points.
Now, as we know tonight, right now in progress, as we're on the air here, Austin FC is playing a game against the Violet of Haiti, but you faced a lot of good playmakers in the first two games, Lucho Acosta of Cincinnati, Carlos Hill of New England. Now you get Sebastian Driussi. Is there anything additional to plan for him, or is it very similar to the way you dealt with the other two playmakers?
The first week we played Lucho, we've probably played the first three games. We'll have played the three best playmakers, I think, in the league. So we certainly have a little practice with it. So that's a good thing. Lucho is probably the best. He can go after you, and his passing and his combining is special. Gil's, a little different than Lucho in that he possesses some of the things that Lucho doesn't have, but he doesn't have the 1v1 ability that Acosta has. And Driussi has it all. Unfortunately, he has everything you want in a playmaker. He can go vertical. He can pass. He can drive by you with the ball. He works fairly hard, when his team's out of possession. So out of the three, he has all the boxes checked, as we say. So with that comes your usual heightened, senses when he's on the ball and real urgency when he's around and has time and space. But again, he's just different. He takes what you give him. You come tight, he'll go around you. You lay off him. His service, his switch of point of attack, his ability to combine in the final third is special. And then he also runs in the box and can score from distance. So again, he's MVP candidate for a reason. It wasn't a fluke last year. Watching him this year, he's a serious player, a great player for the league, and obviously a great player for Houston. For Austin. Wishful thinking there for a second.
Ben, with the workload they've had, I mean, has that changed the way potentially you approach the game after you see tonight's game?
Maybe we'll have a better idea of what they'll do after tonight's game. It's one of those where they're in rhythm. They're playing a lot of games and they're getting a lot of minutes through all their players. So that can be a benefit to a team. But it also can hinder you in that there's a lot of legs out, a lot of tired legs. And some travel for them. So hopefully that's the case, and hopefully it's the latter. But we will not prepare any differently because I think that would just be irresponsible. You hope for maybe them being a little bit leggy, but again, sometimes rhythm can make up for that when you're in these stretches. And we've been off, so hopefully we can hit the ground running. We certainly should have the energy and the physicality to bring to this game. I think because of we're at home, I'm looking forward to seeing what our group can do.
Ben Olsen, head coach of the Houston Dynamo here ahead of Austin FC. By the way, you can listen to the game on ESPN 975. You can also get tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Ben, how about Brad Smith, Amin Bassi, Franco Escobar? I know some of them had niggling injuries, but has this 2 weeks been good for them fitness-wise, health-wise?
Two out of three, yes. Brad Smith is still several weeks away, and the other two are certainly in the conversation. And it's nice to start getting some guys back. And then Brad, so we should be good. Brad's got a ways to go.
Ben, listen, as always, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. Best of luck against Austin FC Saturday night.
Okay, thanks, buddy.